In local news, teenage sensations Abstract Fish Lungs have gone one better at this year's Rock Quest, making it through to the national top 30 after falling at that hurdle last year. As one of the top two bands from the Waikato finals, they used their experience from last year to film a powerful performance to persuade the judges they were worthy to be part of the top 30. And starting with almost 900 acts from the regional live events and then over 100 acts submitting videos, Rockquest said the talent throughout has been overwhelming, that it spoke volumes about the vibrant music scene in Aotearoa. And Abstract Fish Lungs will find out later today if they've made it to the top 10, who will be invited to play at the finals on September the 21st at Sky City in Auckland. Waikato District Mayor Jackie Church has criticised the government for its handling of the Three Waters issue throughout New Zealand. She's joined a chorus of mayors throughout the country who are saying the rating system is not adequate for funding our tap water, stormwater and sewage systems to the standards expected in the modern era. She was also critical of the approach taken where councils have to work together to create business organisations to run the Three Waters with no guidance from central government. She's asked Minister Simeon Brown to intervene on this issue but isn't expecting much help. Community Energy Whangaroa are looking for a couple of homes who want a free home performance assessment so they can complete the training of their home performance advisors. The purpose of the project is to help reduce energy poverty and increase home health in our community. If you think you can help out by providing a home or two, please get in touch with Tanya at cewh.org or Denise at the Raglan Community House. Extreme Zero Waste has organised a driver's licence training course in Whangaroa running from August the 12th to the 14th at the Old School. Thanks to help from the Western Community Centre in Hamilton, they've been able to bring the course over the divvy for only $50 per person. It runs from 9 to 4 each day, and you can contact Nenya, that's N-E-N-Y-A, at extremezerowaste.org.nz to enrol. And in local sport, Billy Stearman was knocked out of the second round of surfing at the Paris Olympics. Although his 14 points meant he had the highest score of any of the competitors who got knocked out in that round, he was up against two-time world champion Felipe Toledo from Brazil, who ended with 17 points after Billy put him under pressure by scoring 8.17 for a backhand barrel. The Whangaroa Whai Wahine Rugby League team are playing in Te Awamutu this Sunday at 1 p.m. They're taking on Tane Whārau, who are just above them on the championship points table. And the Roosters are looking to defend their hold on the number one spot on the Waikato Football Sunday League. With only 2-point advantage, they need to keep putting away the wins and have a good chance this weekend taking on second from the bottom, Gorkali FC, 1 p.m. at Dominion Park in Hamilton. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, 2nd of August, 2024.